Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So remember judgmental John at the grocery store who was looking at people's carts saying, what do you need that for? Only to get judged myself when I was shopping for my neighbor and people were looking at my cart saying, what do you need all that food for? Well, turns out I have not learned my lesson yet. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON, where just yesterday, Tammy, I was judging people for not wearing masks.
So Shannon's on the line with us right now, and she's right, John. Don't automatically assume because someone's not wearing a mask, it's because they don't care.
There are some people with disabilities like autism who may not comply, and there are lots of single friends of mine who have children with autism who have to go to the store. And that when people put judgments out there, they need to have a little bit of grace for those of us who are at home 24/7 with our disabled kids and still need groceries.
You're absolutely right. We don't know why somebody doesn't have a mask on, and having a child who is on the spectrum, I know there are certain things that are very upsetting for her, and I didn't even think about it. If someone was autistic, that trying to get a mask on someone like that is difficult, and that there are things that they have to go out and do. So I love your position on just not judging without knowing the story. It kind of goes to when we were, John and I talked about this, when people were judging people on how many groceries they had. They had no idea why they needed that. They were assuming that they were hoarding, and that wasn't the case.
Right. And I mean, I think the general public needs to know that we have 1 in 36 people have autism now. This is bigger than we think. My child's 18. If I walk out the door with him and you don't know me, you're going to misconceive everything we do right now.
You're so right. We can't be judging people. I know that I saw on social media today, people were talking about how, when do you call the authorities if people aren't doing something? Well, if you're not sure what's going on, you know, if you see three people in the yard, you don't know. How about you just ask before you get all judgy and try to go that direction?
Right. And I mean, our kids are cooped up right now. There's no virtual learning for my son. He's not going to sit at a computer. He's not going to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we have to go out in our front Greenbelt area, I'm going to do that. Luckily, all my neighbors know me, but most of my friends who have kids with autism, their neighbors don't know them. They hide in their houses and they don't tell anybody what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's a really big time to think about there are disabilities out there that might not be able to wear a mask.
That's totally true, and I'm so glad that you called and reminded us of that. Thank you so much.
Sorry, I'm always going to be your nag.
Hey, that's okay. You have every right to, honey.
No, you're not nagging at all.
Okay, but as a special needs paralegal, most of my friends and most of my clients don't speak out, and I feel like I'm their only voice in a time of chaos.
100%. Well, we appreciate you, and thank you for bringing that phone call, because you're absolutely right.
Thank you, guys. I love you.
So, remember how I said I shouldn't judge anymore? I'm taking it all back. I'm judging one more thing.
Okay.
People who take those masks and their gloves when they're done using them and throw them on the ground of shopping market parking lots. Can we at least agree to judge those people?
100%. I saw that the other day when I was at the store, and so did my husband when he had to get his medicine yesterday. Please don't do that. We can judge you. I mean, you're a blank.
Where is that ever okay? Hey, I think I'm done with this. Think I'll take it off my body and toss it on the ground for somebody else to clean up. I mean, or better yet, to get washed into the sewer and dumped into the ocean.
All right, so there you go. The one thing we can judge.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.